Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption.
What are Thursdays?
Thursdays are for me.
Okay, here we go.
Today's broadcast is being simulcast in broken English.
Wake up!
Come on, wake up. Hey, wake up.
Wake up here. Come on, wake up.
Come on, wake up.
Don't ignore me.
I'm going to need a coffee here.
I am ready to be back on the air. I am bursting with all new provocative takes on things.
It's showtime.
Here we go. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number, I think it would be 2089.
Okay.
2089. Thursday morning, Carla, 6:08. Looking forward to the weekend.
Yes, sort of our executive producer. Everybody's joining the Second Shot Club lately.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's interesting. I'll be there tomorrow, so.
You're getting yours tomorrow?
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, so I'll be whining to you guys all weekend.
Good for you.
Feel good.
Morty, how you feeling this morning?
I'm better than I was.
Yeah. Sorry to catch you off guard. I know I just woke you up, but.
Sheesh, I know.
Snoozing off.
Morty's the one who has the it's like, well. I haven't read that symptom.
Right.
Jeez, yeah, my left eyebrow turned blue. What?
It affects everybody differently,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, it does. So. Oh, my gosh.
All right, well,
jeez.
Good to have you back in studio.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
First cash, 10K payday cash winner.
Yeah.
This morning, right off the bat, 5 o'clock in the morning, we give you your first code word.
Yes.
Patty Minderline got the call from the Beasley Banker. Her reaction when she found out she won $500.
Oh, my gosh, I am so excited. Thank you.
Any idea what you're going to do with the money?
Spend it on fabric.
She's going to spend it on fabric.
She's going to make clothes. Okay,
and blankets
cool.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, nice. So. Gosh, I haven't heard that in a while.
That's a new one. Yesterday or the other day, what was it? Science.
She's on her research. Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Do with the money whatever you want. It's your money. So.
I like hearing that better than, I'm going to buy my wife dinner.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to pay some.
Be
pay
creative.
Some, pay off a bar tab. Oh,
so,
well, all right.
She's qualified for the $10,000 grand prize, as well as everybody else who got the word in on time, correctly. Your next chance to win, less than an hour from now, 7 o'clock, we'll do it. Vegas weather, another beautiful day, sunshine, warm, high in the mid to upper 80s, low to mid 80s on Friday, 64 now. Let's catch you up on a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it's cleaning mistakes that you might not even know that you're making. This was interesting. One of them, cleaning your windows. Don't do it in direct sunlight or even when it's hot outside. Leaves behind really ugly streaks. Do it when it's cooler or a little cloudy outside. Clean your remotes, your light switches, also when you clean your house. And one of the biggest mistakes, not taking care of those pillowcases.
Oh.
Should be washing them at least once a week. They basically, you're sticking your face on them. And if you have allergies especially, not good. So wash those if you can.
Once
at
a
least,
week?
At least.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said, at least once a week.
Yeah.
You should be washing those. People on Reddit sharing things. This was a really interesting thread. Things they used to do that teenagers today wouldn't even understand. And some of the top answers. Recording songs from the radio using a tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
That was always a challenge. Stop talking. Stop talking, DJ. Stop talking. Calling a phone number to get the time. And stopping at a gas station to ask for directions. That's where you always stop for directions.
Right.
At a gas station. Because apparently they just knew.
Yeah.
You know, which way to go and what highway, what interstate.
I used to do this. I would stop at one gas station.
Yeah.
Ask for directions.
Uh-huh.
And then go across the street.
Yeah.
And ask for the same directions.
There you go.
To see if
there.
It, you know. And 9 times out of 10, it was totally different.
Yeah. And then just go to the Phillips 66 and buy a map.
Yes.
One will tell you to go out and turn right. The other one's going to tell you to go out and turn right.
Nah, the easiest
way.
No. That's the easiest way.
Who told you that?
Yeah, I know. They always had different. Yes, just buy a map, get the pen, and just draw it on there.
Back at home they would always ask us for directions. And we say, just keep going. If you hit water, turn around and go the other way.
There you go. You flip a U-turn. And I'm very happy about this. According to style experts, fashion from the early 2000s, it's back. And that means for you guys, interesting, denim jackets, cardigans, the polos with the pop collar.
Yeah.
Those are back. For ladies, I love this. Low-rise jeans, because like those high-waisted mom jeans were just gross.
Yeah.
Satin bustiers.
Sweet.
Low-rise, all low-rise pants, halters, the baby tees, tight and really loose. So
halter tops.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know they came back in the 2000s.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know they ever went away, sadly. That's a very sad thing. Ladies, think Christina Aguilera in, what was the, Dirty in that video. Remember that with the bag? Or like Gwen Stefani, that whole look.
Yeah.
With the baggy pants and then, you know, low-rise baggy. Yeah, there you go. I kind of like that. That's fine. Just fine by me. Anything I can show my stomach off with, that's a lovely thing. And so the expression, she shouldn't be wearing low-rise jeans, that's coming back too. Few things you should
know. Can't wait for summertime.
Yeah, I know it. Brought to you by Young Injury Law. In pain, call Shane, 702-999-9900 or younginjurylaw.com.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, if you want to reach out this morning, 702-739-9636. Text or call, same number. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 637. John Schaefer with news here in just a couple of minutes. Love these audio bites. This is a woman that is in recovery after surgery.
Yes.
Still on the meds. And you know, as her husband wants to, you know, can I see her? Yes, you can go see her.
Yeah.
She's awake. Yes, she's awake. Yes, is she alert? Is. Maybe not, but listen to this.
The nurses were very good looking. Did you see Ryan? Uh-huh. I felt like he was in, like, Grey's Anatomy.
He was good looking.
He was good looking. The other one was good looking, too.
Wow.
Ryan was very good. He came to get me, and I thought, he's good looking.
That's what you saw.
I haven't been attracted to anyone besides you.
So you were attracted to him?
I think so.
Okay.
I felt like he was a good, attractive movie star. I feel like I was in a TV show.
Okay, I get it. I get it.
Oh, gosh, that's funny. Well, you know, it is a truth serum. Man, it's a truth serum.
And that's the tape you want to keep as a husband?
Yeah, I said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is you, post-surgery.
Yes.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh.
At least she was well taken care of by Ryan.
And he was good with it. Her husband was cool with it.
What are you going to do? You just got to sit there and go, mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You okay?
Okay. All right. When can I take
Ryan.
Her home? Bring the wheelchair.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
The only morning show I listen to.
The Calm's the Savage Beast.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Anytime you want to reach out, text or call, same number, 702-739-9636. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 636. John Schaefer with news here in a couple of minutes. We had mentioned at the top of the show some of the things we think you should know. It's National Twinkie Day today.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
And going beyond that, Christine's on the phone. Tell everybody how you eat your Twinkie.
Okay, well, I found this method for eating Twinkies on an old movie. I, for the life of me, can't remember the title of the movie, but what you got to do is you take a Twinkie, all right, and you flip it upside down. You take a knife and you cut it down the middle like a hot dog bun.
Uh-huh.
And then you stuff a hot dog in it.
My.
And then you top the hot dog with Cheese Whiz and you call it a Twinkie Wiener sandwich and it is magical.
Wow.
And like the hot dog is cold. It's got to be a cold hot dog, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that. Like, the hot dog is cold, the Twinkie is soft, and the cheese is sharp. And it's just the flavors really, they weirdly pair so perfectly together.
Yeah,
it sounds nasty. It sounds like something you'd see an alien on Mars eat. But it's so weirdly works.
It's the sweet and savory thing. That's what it is. It's like the bacon on a donut.
Uh-huh.
It's like that. I can't imagine you wouldn't, either one of you wouldn't try this, Marty.
It sounds gross, but I would actually try it.
Yeah,
see, and
sure.
While she was talking about it,
yeah.
I'm thinking, why would you do that to a perfectly good hot dog?
Yes, I know. A lot of people, I'm sure, are saying that about the Twinkie as well. Why would you ruin a Twinkie with a hot dog? I'm sorry, the worst thing about that was the Cheese Whiz, but anyhow, I digress.
You missed that, Mike?
Oh,
the Cheese Whiz?
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay.
Anybody else? I thought it was a simple thing, or the,
you just
open the package and eat the Twinkie.
Yeah. I know. Everybody's doing something.
It's the cold hot dog that sounded gross.
Yeah.
The
hot dog
was
that
cooked.
That sounds gross. That sounded gross. None of the other two things that we've added that aren't even food items at this point.
Twinkies, I'm a fan of Cheese Whiz.
Cheese Whiz,
the only way to make a cheese
steak. I don't think there's any cheese in
the
Whiz.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Can anybody top that? I didn't even realize there are different ways to eat it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Twinkie.
Neither did I.
Y'all ready?
You ready?
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
My transmission is ready, sir.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest. It's time for me to win.
Play to win.
I'm in it to win.
Our grand is to win.
On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest, sponsored by Meineke, doing car care right. This hour's code word is dial.
Dial, D-I-A-L, dial.
Yes, like your radio dial. Well, like it used to be.
Or your soap.
Yes, that's right. Dial. That is the word you need. For your chance to win $500 right now, text it to 45911. That is 45911. Win that $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter it at 96.3kklz.com or on that free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. That is really the easiest way to do it right there on the app. Again, the word dial. You have 15 minutes to do this. Spell the word correctly. And in 25 minutes or so, maybe you get a weird number calling you. Pick it up. Don't be afraid. Just might be the Beasley Banker wanting to let you know that you just won $500. So, again, the word dial. 15 minutes. You can text it easily at 45911. Good luck.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Exactly what I like to listen to.
It gets me ready to go and gets me energized.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
If you just missed it a couple of minutes ago, the code word for the 10K payday contest, dial. D-I-A-L.
There you go.
You said as in your radio dial.
Right.
I had mentioned the soap.
Yeah.
Do they still have dial bar soap?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still out there. Yeah. Yeah.
You use
good.
It?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got a nice fresh smell dial. It's
maybe
nice.
That's why Morty smells so nice and fresh
exactly.
in the morning.
Exactly.
You still have a couple of minutes till 7:15. Text the word 45911. To win $500 or to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize, just enter the word dial through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com. I was looking at you just a couple of minutes ago. Are you okay? I'm having a hot flash or...
Yeah, occasionally, yeah.
Okay.
It's that time. It's that time of year. It's getting a little warmer. Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, thank you.
I want to make sure
Mike,
you're okay.
Great. Yeah, oh, I'm fine. I'm fine.
I see Jody do that every once in a while.
Once in a while, we just pick something up and we're just fanning. It's like, are you hot? Why? Why would you ask? I know.
Well, I care about you
now.
And want to make sure.
Yeah, I'm good now. It's
okay.
Like having a fever for like 15 seconds and then you're freezing. Like, this is fun. It's fun. It's so
got
much
through
fun.
It.
So empowering
okay.
being a woman. Are
well, you
sweating?
Can put your fist down
yes,
now.
I am.
So.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Well, I have to, or I got to put on more deodorant. So,
or use dial. Another beautiful day, sunshine, warm, high in the mid to upper 80s today. Low to mid 80s tomorrow.
Fine.
So
fine.
Glad you brought that up,
yeah,
Mike.
Fine. fine.
64 now. Just reading here, most people struggle on days when they just have to cook for themselves, according to a recent survey.
Huh.
The most common struggles, finding self-control not to order takeout, finding healthy options for microwave meals, and getting motivated to try new things.
Yeah.
Now, Carla, I know you're with somebody involved, but you still live by yourself.
Right. I cook for myself a lot.
You do?
Yeah. Probably 3 days a week. Yeah, I make fish. I'll make pork chops. I'll make salads. I do a lot of salads. Pasta. It's easy. I mean, it's easier now, I think, to cook for yourself. You know, I really do. I mean, I order out some, but it's, I find that odd.
Only because I know you don't like leftovers.
No, I don't like leftovers. But that's the thing. I can buy, instead of buying a whole chicken, I can buy a little game hen. I buy like a Cornish hen instead, which I like better anyhow. So, yeah, I don't really like that. I like leftover. Chicken is the one thing I like.
That's leftover. The one thing.
It's the one thing, yeah. Yeah, I wish I liked leftovers. See, Morty could eat leftovers, I think, every day of his life.
Like, date? What's a date?
Yeah, I know. Is this still good?
Or normally, the Morty test.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly
that smells
it.
Smells good to me.
Just smell
throw it.
In
the microwave.
Yeah. Yes, I know you like them too, Mike.
I love leftovers.
Yeah.
And when I was single, I would bake on or cook on Sunday.
Right.
I would slightly barbecue steaks.
Right. Okay.
And then store them. And then what else? Taco meat.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
And hot dogs and hamburgers. And I would just put everything in the fridge. That's why my two girls would come over on Sunday, because they knew, you know, Dad was cooking. Or I baked chicken.
Yeah,
a bunch of baked chicken.
Leftover chicken is good. That is good. Cold. I actually like that cold, too. I don't like reheating it. I like it cold.
So as we talk about this, think about it. What is your single go-to food?
Yes. Yes.
That you know, whether it be takeout or something you go, well, if I'm going to be alone, I'm just going to fix this.
Going to do this. Yeah.
And I'm happy with it.
Right.
702-739-9636. Well, it always gets back to food on this show for some reason.
Well, yes, it does.
Makes us
hungry.
Why
not?
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They just make me laugh.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
According to a recent survey, most people struggle on days when they just have to cook for themselves. So on the Mike and Carla Morning Show, we wanted to know, what is your single go-to food? Gypsy's on the phone. Gypsy, what is it?
The easiest for bachelors is rice and different type of Campbell soup.
Okay, yeah.
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah, Campbell
Sloppy
soup.
Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, Sloppy Joe goes for a long, long time. You make a good amount of it.
If you eat leftovers, there's no way you shouldn't be cooking for yourself.
You know, he brought up Sloppy Joe's. When's the last time you had a Sloppy Joe's?
It's been like a day.
Oh, well, there you go. Morty's right in there.
Can a manwich and some...
like Sloppy Joe.
Forgot about Manwich.
Yeah.
The Manwich.
My mom
used to make them, like, you know, from scratch. They were good. I don't think I've had them I don't think I've had a Sloppy Joe for 15
my
years.
My mom used to do the same thing, and we all thought as kids, that must be her. Well, it's just me and the kids tonight, so that must be the easiest thing to do. Meat and sauce.
Yeah, that's
put it on a
be.
Bun, and then we got Sloppy Joe's.
And then, of course, especially with you, Mike, you probably haven't heard this in a long time, Hungry Men.
Those were your big TV dinners.
Right.
Yeah. Anything with Swanson's on it, you were good.
I don't know. That Tweaky and hot dog sounds pretty good. You know?
All right. Have a good day, buddy. That was from Monday.
Yes,
was
it Monday? Was. Yeah. It was Monday. It was National Twinkie Day.
All and, the different ways people, you could eat a Twinkie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparently, you guys, it's just all about a box or a can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Bill said, you know what? I open a can of cold beans if it's just me. Seriously? Really?
I think,
okay.
And we talked about this off the air. I think single people... food is different for a man than it is for a woman.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I do a meal. I was telling you guys, I do a whole meal.
You prep a whole thing.
Oh, I'll do like my salmon with dill, a little captain's, you know, butter, a little dill, a little lemon. some steamed green beans that I've cut the ends off of, and a nice salad.
Do you have a placemat at the table and everything?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes, I do, actually. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A rolled up napkin?
Yes, well, I fold it. And I do it in half. But I do!
All right.
This is funny. Emerald says, I do like Mike. I cook a bunch of food on Sunday to reheat and just eat throughout the week. Got a pack of food prep containers from Amazon. Just keep everything in there in the freezer. Pro tip, guys, muffins, he said, freeze and reheat really well in the microwave.
Perfect.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So there you go.
Are you ready for more?
The thing I look forward to the most is
the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
10K Payday Cash Contest underway, and we had another winner. It was Mary Kohler got the call from the Beasley Banker last hour. Scored $500. Her reaction.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you so much.
There you go. Gotta go.
Yeah, that's right.
Take the money and run.
Thank you.
She's qualified for $10,000. Grand prize, 10K Payday Contest. Make sure you enter on time and the correct word when you hear it. Because even if you don't win the $500, you still qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Easiest contest ever. Your next chance to win a little less than an hour from now, 9 o'clock, we'll have a new word for you. Another great day today, weather-wise. Sunshine warm, high in the mid to upper 80s. Low to mid 80s tomorrow. This is the time of the season where, you know, starting to warm up
a little
bit. Nice
time of year. I have to mention real quick, Caveman Tommy wrote in what we were talking about last hour, your single go-to meal. A grilled cheese while watching Forged in Fire.
Oh.
All right, Tommy.
Why don't you just have a manwich?
Yes, I know. A grilled cheese while watching Forged in Fire.
Mayonnaise or butter?
I know.
How do you make it?
I know. They say you're supposed to use mayonnaise. I don't think I've ever made a grilled cheese putting mayonnaise on it to get it nice. But apparently that's what they do in the restaurant.
All right. Yeah. Caveman who?
Tommy.
Oh, Caveman Tommy.
Tommy.
All right, Tommy. Thanks for the text. By the way, getting back to weather. 70 now. It's perfect outside. Catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is just crazy. Authorities say Tiger Woods was driving twice the speed limit when he crashed his vehicle.
Woo.
Back in February, doing, they say, somewhere between 84 and 87 miles per hour in a 45-mile zone, by the way. No signs of impairment, but he was actually accelerating when he crashed and not the brake. This whole thing's crazy. I know. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Sylvester Stallone will not be in Creed 3. He kind of mentioned this earlier in the week. That'll make it the first movie in Rocky, you know, history in the Rocky universe without Sylvester Stallone in it. So,
will there be pictures of him on the wall
that's
at the
I'm
gym?
And I hope so. Yeah. He's got to be a part of it. That's
some way.
It's him. Yeah. But it, you know, won't need subtitles anyhow. So that's good. Jeez,
we've got that going for you.
I can't understand him. I heard Adrian. Yeah, I just keep hearing Adrian. This is so funny. Taylor Swift, she dropped a song from a 2008 album that she was thinking about putting it on. She didn't. It was not released until now. And it's about Joe Jonas and how he basically broke her heart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe's wife, Sophie Turner, posted it on her Instagram, and she liked it. She liked it a lot. She said, it's not a bop. I like the song. Taylor returned the love and said, forever bending the knee for the Queen of the North, which is a nod to Sophie's Game of Thrones character, Sansa Stark.
And so, here's the song she's talking about.
It takes everything.
Very poppy.
I wish I could have dated her. You're just forever alive with Taylor Swift once she releases a song.
Yeah.
It's good. It's really good. The lyrics are, it's how every woman and perhaps guy ever felt after a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
One of those breakups where it was like, what? I thought we were good. What?
Yeah.
I thought we were good. You said I was your forever gal.
Well,
so,
guess what?
Yes, exactly. And Helen Mirren, she has a little house up at Lake Tahoe. Actually, she has a pretty nice house up at Lake Tahoe. And there are bears up there. And she talked about having to shoo one away. It sounds a little different when Helen has to shoo a bear.
It takes everything.
Yeah, no, no.
Oh, that's not the one.
Fine.
Okay, here it is.
I did have a bit of a meeting with a bear. Yes, I did. I was so excited.
I shooed the bear away.
I told him he was a naughty bear. He was a young bear, so I just said, no, naughty bear. Go on, off you go. You're supposed to make yourself as big as possible and say, bad bear.
There you go.
Bad bear.
Shoe bear, bad bear.
I know, and you know that bear turned around and just went, oh, God, well, thank you. You know what, I will leave. Thank you, nice lady with a cute accent.
She doesn't have a picnic basket.
I know, yeah. You've got no picnic basket, do you?
No.
That is my take for now, sponsored by Call Christine. Bankruptcy, call Christine, 702-986-0000, or callchristine.com.
Because it was not a big bear, it was a smaller bear. I just said, you naughty bear, go on. Go away.
I will tell you this, Carla. As a man, I know never to say to a woman, take it easy.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah, exactly. Calm down. Okay. Well, excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Over my years of experience, I've learned.
Yeah. Guys, there you go. Helpful hint.
For Mike O'Brien.
Jeez.
If you're ever in an argument or discussion.
Yeah, and that goes from the age of about 5
mm-hmm.
to till the day you die.
Now, this little girl.
Calm down.
Don't tell her to chill out.
Yeah.
This is, I don't even know how old she is. Probably about 4 or 5, something like that. But listen to her reaction when she's told to chill out.
Don't tell me to chill out.
Chill out.
Don't tell me to chill out.
There you go.
No, don't tell me to chill out.
Don't tell me to chill out.
Chill out.
Don't tell me to chill out.
Okay. Mom's trying to tell her, chill out.
Too. Yeah.
Chill out.
Okay, then. Just settle.
So maybe add that to the list, guys.
Man.
Relax, take it easy, chill out. Top 3.
Yeah, don't.
You don't say it to women.
Chill out.
Okay, thanks, then.
Simmer
thank
down.
You.
Oh,
yeah,
add that one, too.
Down.
Billy Idol tickets up for grabs. We'll give those away in about 6-7 minutes.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
The only morning show I listen to.
The Calm's the Savage Beast.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All this week, we've been giving you a chance to win those tickets for Billy Idol back in October. Chelsea, Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas, qualify for the grand prize, an overnight stay, and the upgraded seats, plus that $200 food and beverage credit.
Yes.
Turns out to be a good concert night. Give you an idea, things are starting to get back to normal. So being Thursday, it's another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
Hot summer streets, and the pavements are burning. I sit around
trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry.
Strange voices are saying, what did they say? It's too close for comfort.
This heat has got right out of hand.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. If you can identify that song by title, then be the ninth caller through at 702-739-9636. You are a winner. Now, people already lighting up the phone lines. Be patient. We got to get through news and weather.
Right.
And then we'll look for a winner.
Okay.
If you want it one more time here, John already knew. Well, he walked in.
Wow.
While we were doing it.
Yes.
I know what it is.
I know it. Jeez.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Big show off.
Here it is again. Hot summer streets, and the pavements are burning. I sit around
trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry.
Strange voices are saying, what did they say? It's too close for comfort.
This heat has got right out of hand.
All right. Do you know it? Good luck.
K-K-L-Z.
giving you a chance to win those tickets for Billy Idol. Qualify for the grand prize with a segment of Thespian Opera Theater.
Hot summer streets and the pavements are burning. I sit around
trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry.
Strange voices are saying, what did they say?
Things I can't understand.
It's too close for comfort.
This heat has got right out of hand.
All right, if you can name the title of that song from those lyrics, you have tickets for Billy Idol. We have Marina on the phone. Marina, can you do it?
Cruel Summer.
Bananarama.
You got it. Good job.
I am so excited. I'm a lucky girl.
You are. We thought we'd throw you off track by not doing a Billy Idol song.
Yes, I figure whatever. It's getting warmer. I know it's not summer, but too bad.
You're a winner.
Right. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Woohoo!
You got the tickets for Billy Idol, his run over at the Chelsea inside the Cosmopolitan, Las Vegas in October, plus automatically qualified for the grand prize, upgraded seats, the overnight stay, the night of the show, and that $200 F&B food credit.
Yeah.
Everybody else, you got a second chance to win tickets right now. Just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here we go. Another shot to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest, sponsored by our friends over at Meineke, doing car care right. This hour's code word is quality.
Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y, quality.
That is perfect, Mike. For your chance to win $500 right now, text quality to 45911. That's 45911. Now, to win the $500 and qualify for the 10K payday, enter quality at 96.3kklz.com or the simplest, fastest way on the KKLZ app on your smartphone. Now, you only have 15 minutes to do this, so get on it. Get the word out there. And if you get a weird number calling you, you know the drill by now. Pick it up. Could be the Beasley banker just wanting to let you know that you are indeed putting $500 in your pocket. You can do it by texting quality to 45911. You have 15 minutes. Go do it. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here we go. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. We were just talking. Well, a guy robbed a bank in Germany the other day.
Yes.
There was a story about Florida, but I'll bypass that. Listen to this.
None of
the witnesses could describe him because they were all distracted by his colorful 80s style tie. So he's still out there.
Yeah. See, I don't know, but he had on a really loud tie. It was, Did you see it, Marianne? It was really
Police
80s.
Don't have any leads
That's
on this
great.
Guy. He how, walks
I
into
mean,
a bank.
It's not great, but how smart of him, I guess.
Just wear something out of the ordinary.
I don't know if he planned that or what, but that's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right, the woman with the Guinness World Record for the longest fingernails just had them cut off.
Yeah, that's great.
24 feet. They were 24 feet.
That's so gross. That's
now, Morty, I noticed thing. You have long fingernails because you play the guitar.
Yeah, I keep my right hand long and my left hand short.
Yeah.
24 feet.
They're not near their dad.
No. So many questions again.
Mm-hmm. You see that, well, you don't go to the nail salon. Sometimes there are those women who have, they kind of curl as they grow out. That's so weird.
She did say she's finally looking forward to not having to be, quote, careful in the bathroom.
Really?
That was my question.
Yeah. Is she married?
Not anymore.
Jeez.
And how did they hack them off? Listen to that. It wasn't nail clippers.
No.
Like a little buzzsaw.
Like a saw.
There you go.
They get that long and strong, and they're like wood.
Right.
It's just like wood. That's just the grossest.
So you got to plug it in and...
I can imagine.
Nail people who are listening out there, you love hearing that, don't you? Yeah.
Do you even take that on? If somebody walks in with nails like that?
You think they do nails, all that stuff. Oh, my God. I've heard horror stories about, like, what's under their nails. That's what I'm saying. You think there's not something buckling underneath those right at the nail bed?
You know, Morty, there was the line.
Yeah.
And then
there was the other side of the
line.
It makes me so gross. It makes me sick because it's so gross. The whole thing is just gross. How do you do anything?
Right.
The bathroom was the main question I had.
The bathroom? That was it? Yeah. Well, who's this? Do you ever have anyone lying next to you? Ever? Ow. Ow. Ow.
At least it wasn't toenails.
Honey, yeah, yes, yeah. At least, yes.
Yeah, get that buzzsaw out.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh. Well, a guy in Cleveland, he had to call the police from, he was at Applebee's, and because somebody stole his car from the parking lot.
What?
And the police got there, and they said, yeah, you know what, why don't we take you home? Oh, here's your car at your house, dude. He didn't drive his car there. He had a few drinks too many, though, and he didn't know. So, yeah, he was okay. No charges. They got him home safely. And there's my car right there, right where I left it. That's right. And listen, I just have to point this out. This was a bit of a news story the other day. There is a skyscraper in New York that is in the works. It's beautiful, too. Mm-hmm. And the planners want to call the building Penn 15. PENN15. Yes. And they looked at it, and it doesn't quite look... Right. I don't know if it's going
Morty
to
Morty doesn't
stay.
Even have to look at it.
I know. P-E-N, but it is a double N. PENN15, yes. Okay. And they truly did. The planners looked at it, and it was kind of like that. So I don't know if it's going to stay that, if they're going to really separate the word and the numbers. But
right.
Yeah. So.
And for those people that don't get it, write it out.
Is it the penis?
As a kid, I was an architect and I drew that so many times.
Yeah, well, of course you did. Apparently my brother Matt drew it too on an animal at some point. I said that's Penn 15 is what that is.
Wow. Does that building have a fifth leg?
Funny. Oh, my God. That's just a support beam underneath
I'm sure it is.
It's Thursday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. This is a cool story. We often laugh at just nutty, stupid things on TikTok. Well, a teen was watching, a teen now in New Hampshire, watching a guy in West Virginia.
All right.
On a four-wheeler, watching a live stream. And sure enough, he went over. He went off the ATV and he was pinned under it and yelling for help. This is all being live streamed. So, Caden is her name. She made a virtual call for help in West Virginia. Oh. And they sent out the police, his parents, his name is Trent. They found him. They lifted the ATV off of him, got him to the hospital, basically saved his life because of TikTok and a Zoom call.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. It really is. He's really lucky that people were watching this on live stream and that this teen was like, uh-oh, what happened there? That's not good. 800 miles away. Let me call for help. Yeah. So there you go. Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm just finding out I have YouTube music on my phone. I don't even know, you know, if somebody, if I saw that, I wouldn't know even how to do that.
Yeah, well, talk to Caden. She'll tell you how to do it.
I wish I could.
Yes, I know it.
I don't know how.
Wow.
That's a great story.
It sure is.
If you have one, a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, the first of three. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Recapping the show. Boy, if you're, you know what, when you go into surgery, you have to sign papers.
Yes.
Like a release form.
Yes, you do.
Make sure you do that with anybody who's going to pick you up so they don't record you and how what you're saying and how you feel.
Great audio.
Single food. We talked about what's your single food go-to.
Yes.
Quite an interesting mix.
Array. Yes. No kidding.
And we found out women's single food is different than men's single food.
Much different. Different. Ours is a meal.
Not what. Yes. Ours is just
a bag.
A can or a box.
Ours is a can. Yeah.
What not to say to a woman.
Yeah.
And chill out. What are you going crazy?
No, don't do that. Tamara said, do not, Mike and Morty, ever, ever say anything with the words crazy.
Right.
As in you're acting or being crazy. Don't do that ever.
Morty, take note.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
She said, trust me on that.
I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
Relax.
Just a word. Yeah, relax.
Settle down.
Yeah.
Simmer down.
Yeah, simmer.
Simmer down.
Simmer down.
What's wrong with
you? Whoa.
By the way, Gail Welsh was the latest winner, 10K Payday Contest. Got the almighty call from the Beasley Banker. Her reaction when she found out she won $500.
That's amazing. I've never won anything on the radio. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. What are you going to do with the money?
You know, it's funny you say that because where I live, we're doing a big food drive this weekend, so I think I'll have to donate it to the food drive.
Isn't that nice?
That's cool.
Talk about feel good.
That. Wow, no kidding.
Your next chance to win, score some free money, 10K Payday Contest with Wendy Rush. She's in next. 10 o'clock, your first code word with her at 11, so do pay attention, listen, and you have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.